So, like, I had to give you guys a whole, like, update. I just had to plug my phone up to the charger so I could talk to you guys. Like, my phone is pretty much dying. Crazy, right? But I had to give you guys a whole update on everything. It's not, this episode is really not, it's really going to be about, it's going to be kind of about two parts. I'm going to try to get this all out in at least 25, 30 minutes at the most, because I don't want to keep going on and on. But I'm hoping I'll be able to get this out to y'all, like, within 30 minutes, and it won't take up the whole dang talking. But I want to talk about some things. I want to talk about dating, because that's just something that I want to talk to you guys about. It's a symphony I had, and I want to tell you guys about my therapy session, too. So it's going to be a mixture of me talking about dating, my therapy session, and I want to talk about mental health. So I'm going to try to talk about all these things quickly, because I don't want to take up too much time and make this podcast too dang long, because that's crazy. But I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I want to update you, and I miss you all. Oh, and I got to tell you guys something. I sprained my wrist, you guys. So I don't know what happened. I didn't go to work for a few days last week because I was sick and had a bad stomach pain. So I went to the urgent care. They're, like, telling me, oh, they don't know. There's not much they can do, but they want me to. I did a telehealth visit. They're like, can you please come in so we can examine you? And the lady was like, basically, this lady acted like she didn't really know what was going on with me, and maybe she did, and I don't know, but she wanted me to come in the office, but I didn't end up going because my stomach pains went away. So anyway, I called out of work for like 3 days because she wrote me a doctor's note for 3 days. She didn't want me going back to work for 3 days. So I was out of work for like 3 days last week. I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Anyway, in the midst of being out of work, literally that Wednesday night, okay, I started having really bad pains in my wrist. I'm like, okay, this is crazy. So the next day, Thursday morning, I wake up, the pain is worse. So I wake up and I call my dad. And I said, Dad, I said, my wrist is really hurting. I said, I don't know what to do. I said, should I just put ice pad on it? But it was like a throbbing, like aching pain. So I'm like, what should I do? My dad was like, well, put some icy hat or something on it. Put some ice on it. So I get the ice hat. The ice hat cream my mom has, and it didn't do anything for me. It was still hurting me. Might even try to put the icy hat patch on me. It did nothing. So moving on from the icy hat patch and the icy hot cream, it did nothing for me. So I was like, no, something ain't right. So then I go to use the bathroom. Now, this is a little TMI for you guys, but what the hell? I go to use the bathroom, next thing you know, my wrist is like, I'm grabbing the toilet paper. I go to wipe myself. I know that's a little TMI. I'm sorry, y'all. But then I heard my wrist crack. So my right wrist cracked. The pain was excruciating. So the pain got worse. So I'm like, all right, I was like, I don't want to drive myself because my hand was hurting that bad. And I don't want to drive with one hand. So I call my mom. I said, Mom, can you please, when you get here, take me to urgent care or the hospital or somewhere because I think I sprained my wrist or something. So I go to urgent care. I call them first to make sure they have an x-ray machine to make sure they can x-ray me, whatever. They're like, yeah, we have all that. You'll be good. I get there. The doctor examines me. He's like, he was like, you sprained your wrist. Why did I say ankle? Oh, my God. Well, yeah, he said you sprained your wrist. And so he looked at my wrist. He talked about carpal tunnel, and he said you have a sprain in your wrist. And he was just like, so he gave me some medicine to help and told me for ice and, like, ice had and stuff. Which I told him ice had did not do anything for me. So, yeah, now my wrist is in a brace. He put my wrist in a brace or whatever. So now I have to wear this brace every day. The only time I don't wear my brace is when I'm taking a shower or if I'm doing my hair, because it's so hard to do my hair or do anything with this brace on. I even had to start eating with my left hand because I'm right-handed, and I got to eat with my left hand, so I do everything with my left hand. It was crazy because I, like, don't have that strength in my left hand like I do with my right hand. But anyway, so I had to start, like, doing all that. So, yeah, pretty much I'm just trying to wait for this to heal. I'm just wearing this brace every day. I do take it off sometimes to get to the point where it looks like it's starting to make my arm swell up or my hand swell up. So I take it off, let my wrist breathe. But I don't take it off for too long just because when I do take the brace off for too long of a time, I notice that, like, the pain is worse because I'm trying to do stuff without the brace on. With the brace on, you know, my hand is in place and it's not, my wrist and hand is in place, so it's not moving around. When I take the brace off, it's moving around too much, so, yeah. But I only take it off to take a shower if I need to do my hair or something, because I can't do it with the brace on my hand. And it hurts like hell, but I got to do what I got to do. But anyway, moving on from that. Oh, that's where my aunt used to work. That's ARC. That's where she used to work. Isn't that our team that our that she used to work at? Like they moved across the street or something. They must have moved. Okay, anyway, sorry. But yeah, so that happened. But anyway, I really want to go into depth about the other few things that I was going to talk about. So I first want to talk about, I'm going to tell y'all about my therapy then. So as you guys know, I'm back in therapy. I was seeing another therapist, but I wasn't having a connection with her. And I just pretty much told her that I wasn't going to come back because I didn't really, I had left my old therapist. I don't know why, because I was too stupid. But I did. At the time, I got upset about some billing situations, so I stopped seeing her. So I was with another lady, which I didn't like, so I stopped seeing her. Now I'm back with my previous therapist, who I love, and I'm never leaving her again. I don't care what the hell happens. But I went to therapy again. My therapist, she thinks I should take some codependency classes. She hosts a codependency class in August, and she wants me to join it. So I think I'm going to join it, which is super cool. She does it in August, and told me I should join it. So she was like, we do it in person at night. So I'm probably going to end up taking the codependency class. It's like a group session or something that she does. So pretty much I'm going to be doing that. And I don't know why that white man is giving me, excuse my link, so I shouldn't say that. That was mean. Well, I don't know why that man is giving me a look. I'm not going to hit you or your dog. Like, you're literally walking in the freaking, on the highway. Who runs and walks their dog on the highway? And then you want to give me a look like I'm going to hit you guys. I freaking saw you. I wasn't going to hit you. Like, chill out. Sorry about that, y'all. That's mean, man. But I ain't mean to say a race. But I just meant to say that man, but just slick. Y'all know I love everybody. I'm not racist. Just had a moment. But anyway, moving on from that. Because that man ended up in my podcast, and I don't appreciate it. But anyway, so anyway. But, like I said, basically, yeah, so therapy was good. We talked about my depression, my job, and my codependency issues. My therapist basically told me I need to cut my guy friend D out of my life. I've been told that by so many people, and I still keep him around, so that's something that has to be done. And then, it's just a lot. I was telling my therapist about how I was trying online dating and how guys will ghost you and do stuff, and she was just telling me, like, I gotta stop taking it personal when guys ghost me or something happens, because she was like, it's nothing you did, it's something going on with that person, which I completely believe that to be true, but, you know, I'm still human, I get emotional, and I'm learning a lot about myself, y'all. Like, I got a long way to go as far as, like, stuff to do. My therapist wants me to do some homework assignments, which I haven't done yet. I gotta go on the portal and do them before I see her in July. But yeah, I got homework assignments to do, y'all, and amongst other stuff. So yeah, basically, therapy was good though. It does open my eyes. I gotta make some change. I gotta cut some people out. I gotta do things that make me happy, and I gotta stop worrying so much about other people and focus more on myself. And I can't be worrying about if somebody going to be in my life today or they're going to leave tomorrow. I got to stop being so sensitive to that, because I realize that in life, people come and go, and you just got to move and roll with the punches. Not everybody's meant to stay in your life. Not everybody's going to stay. But just because somebody leaves your life, don't blame yourself and beat yourself up, because it doesn't mean that you did something. It could be something with that person. So I'm learning that. But it's so weird, because I find myself getting anxious whenever I meet or hang out with new people, because I'm always like wondering when they're going to make their exit out of my life, because I'm so used to that. And then that whole situation where I told you guys the story about that guy I met on the dating app, and he just ghosted me after us hanging out and stuff, that was like so weird. But like I said, after that incident, it's just like it triggered something. So it's like every time I talk to someone new, my back of my mind, I'm like, oh, why is this person probably going to ghost me, or they're probably going to leave or whatever. So I got to stop thinking that negativity. I know I do, because I'm kind of glad me and that person did not work out. So, but anyway, yeah, so that whole situation happened. But I do realize therapy is needed. I need to be able to talk about these things. I need to be able to be open. I need to be able to be vulnerable. But I also need to be able to get my self-esteem up a little bit more and just not worry so much about dating, just enjoy it, you know, just enjoy it, you know. So therapy was great, whatever, you guys. I'm living, I'm learning. You know, my therapist is always hitting the nail on the head. She makes me feel better. She makes me realize some things I got to look at differently. And like I said, I'll never give up on love or dating because I do believe someone is out there for me. But at the same time, like I said, I'm not settling because I just don't want to be with just anybody. And I told somebody the other night, I was like, I'm a little picky when it comes to dating. And they were like, what you mean picky? They were like, being picky ain't going to get you the right person. I said, when I say picky, I don't mean like picky like, oh, that person's light skin. I prefer dark skin. Not picky in that way. Or it's more so like if somebody tells me they ain't got no car or no job, I don't want you because you don't have a car or job. Why the hell would I date a man with no car or no job? It's more so like if Johnny over here had a car and a job, I'd rather date him than date Tyrone who don't have a car or a job. That's what I mean by picky. Picky is saying I want somebody that has goals. If Johnny over here got goals and his goal is to get a new car next month, his goal is to get that new office job, or he got goals to get his own house in 5 years, of course I'm going to pick Johnny over Tyrone who doesn't have a car or job and don't have no goals. Come on, that's what I mean by picky. So I don't know why people get offended by that whole picky. The picky's not me saying, like I said, light skin, dark skin, or I prefer guys with long dreads or short fade or something. It's me being picky by saying that I don't want somebody that doesn't want shit out of life and don't have nothing. Like, if I got a car, I got a job, you ain't got shit, what the fuck are we going to do with each other? I'm paying for everything because you out of money? Like, come on now. So when I say picky, ladies, you got to understand, men be getting so offended by that. But when I say picky, it means just don't settle. Don't settle for just any old thing. Don't date somebody with no car, no job, no future. Date the person that got the car, the job, and if they don't have everything, at least they're trying to get it or they're a go-getter. That's what I mean by picky. And that's where I'm at. And I told somebody yesterday, I was like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, you know, settle and just end up dating somebody who don't make me happy. I'm sitting up here visible every damn day. Like, hell to the freaking no. I'm not doing that. I've done that all. In most of my relationships, I settled. I'm not settling no more. I'm too damn old to be settling. Well, I'm not that old. Let me take that back. But I'm just at that age where I'm not settling. All right, so moving past that, dating online has been like a damn car wreck. It's been like a car crash for me. Like, I meet people, but I don't meet people that I see myself with. I meet people that I will friend zone. Not because I'm friend zoning them because they're not good people, just because you know the people you like, right? You know the people you're attracted to. You know the people that make you feel. You know the people that you can see yourself being with or that you really feel a connection with. I'm the type of person that if I don't feel that connection like that, I'm going to friend zone you. Not because it's something against you or you did something to me or I'm just trying to be petty or picky. No, it's just that why waste somebody's time if you know in the back of your mind it's not going to work? Why waste somebody's time if you know in the back of your mind it doesn't feel right? Stuff has to click. It has to feel right if a relationship is going to work or develop. So, yeah, I meet guys who are sweet. Some of them may have great hearts, but it doesn't click. Like I said, I had a guy that I thought was really cool. We hung out. I realized he had no car. He had a job, yeah, but he had no car. For me, I don't judge people who smoke weed. I don't smoke it, but if you smoke it, I'm not judging you. But I don't want somebody that sits around and smokes weed all day and don't have that shit together. And I get he told me he was trying to get his stuff together, which was cool, but I just didn't feel that connection in person that I felt over the phone. So, like, when I went to his house, like, he smelled, like, he reeked of, like, weed and cigarettes, and I was like, damn it, you know you was going to hang out with me today. Why do you stink? Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but it was like, you know you're going to chill with somebody and you meeting them for the first time. Why would you not have good hygiene at the first meeting? That's all I'm saying. And he was nice. I'm not going to knock him and say he was like a bad person or some shit. No, it was cool. It was just that connection wasn't there in person. Furthermore, it was also just like, yeah, it's all there. And there's a lot of guys that be asking me to hang out and want to do stuff, but if I feel like a connection ain't there, then why should I waste my time? Then you got some dudes you talk to, all they talk about is downing females and because they've been hurt and they've been to some shit, so they downing females and just doing weird shit. And I be like, really? I be like, who hurt you? So I just can't deal with stuff like that. But then, like I told you guys about a guy I met on Tinder or whatever. Remember I told you guys about that guy I met on Tinder? That was a damn disaster. Like, that just didn't work out. I'm kind of glad it didn't, because I ain't going to lie, y'all. When we met, I wasn't feeling it either. Like, I tried to be nice and to him or whatever, and I tried to be sweet. Because he was like, the weird shit is, he was all over me, leaning all in my face. I asked him nicely. I was like, hey, can you, like, give me some space. Can you back up? He's like, you got plenty of space. I'm like, how I got plenty of space if you're invading my personal space? I'm asking you to get out of my space. Like, you're all in my space. He's trying to kiss me. He's trying to, like, you know, be all over me. He kept talking about sex. And I just felt like that I wasn't feeling it. And then, like, after we chill, I just didn't feel a connection. I felt like our text was lessening out, our phone calls lessened out. Now I just, like, I wasn't feeling it. Because honestly, like, he was rushing too much. And this is what I'm going to say, y'all. If you feeling somebody and the connection feel right, I don't feel like you should be like, it's too soon. If you feel it, you feel it. Let me just say that, because I want to clarify something. But I just didn't feel it with him. I felt like with him, it just didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't feel it. I felt it maybe a little bit with texting and FaceTiming and stuff, but then when it's so different when you can FaceTime and text somebody versus being in person with them. Because that in-person connection and that in-person visit, it says a lot about if you and that person are going to do big things or not. Because if that in-person connection, you don't feel it in person, that shit is like the worst. Because it's like, damn, you're connected by phone and text and FaceTime, and then you get in person and realize this person ain't even what you wanted or thought they were. So that's what's been happening to me a lot when I meet guys. Like, it's just a connection, don't be there in person. And I'm like, I ain't about to waste your time, my time. That's why I just end up blocking the guy and moving on, because I just didn't feel it. But anyway, I have met, okay, so this is crazy, guys. So, but I did meet two other dudes on Tinder. I said dudes, two other guys on Tinder that I really, really like. One of them, like, he's 27, he's a little bit younger than me, but I like his vibe. Like, he's a video game, and we talk about video games. He's cool as hell. He's cool as hell, y'all. Like, I'm not even going to say and lie. Like, our conversations be paragraphs after paragraphs, like, long-ass paragraphs. Like, talking about long, like, 5 or 6 damn paragraphs of conversation. Like, he's cool as hell. You know, he really is. So, he asked me to hang out or whatever, like, next weekend or whatever. He cool. But, I don't know. He's 27, and he's young. I don't know. It's kind of like he told me, like, he's not looking for love on Tinder. He's just looking to chill. And I don't know. It's like, I get a good vibe about him, but I don't know if we get into a relationship. I think I feel more of like a friendship, sort of, kind of like a, I don't know how to explain it. Like, he cool as hell, though, y'all. Like, cool as hell. But I could see us vibing and connecting and being, like, really cool friends. And I'm not friends on him with nothing crazy. It's just like some people you connect with on different levels. But he cool as hell. Then there's another dude that I met on there. He is cool, too. Like, me and him start talking, and he was messaging me and all that stuff. And then he asked for my number. You know, I'm funny about giving my number, but I gave it to him. So, yeah, he's cool as hell. So, me and him been talking, like, every day, and we FaceTime and all that stuff. Like, he literally will text me all day long. But he works nights, so he sleeps during the day. But he'll text me all night long. He'll FaceTime me, whatever. He cool, too. But me and him supposed to be hanging out. So, I'm supposed to be hanging out with this guy on Saturday. We're supposed to be going to the park and just chilling and vibing or whatever. But, yeah, I like him. But I don't know. The complicated thing, because I do really like this guy. This guy's, like, he's 29. He's cool. I like his vibe and the connection we have. It's like he be pulling stuff out of me I don't want to talk about. Like, he be telling me, like, you need to let go of the hurt from the past and let it go because I'm not some guy. I'm not going to hurt you. But, and it's like when he says the stuff out loud to me and I really think about it, I be like, damn, like, he's right. I gotta chill. You know, I got to just relax and stop stressing over the past. Because I ain't going to lie, y'all. A lot of times when I date people, I push them away or I treat them bad or I just don't give my all. Or I just leave because of my past and I'm scared they're going to leave me first or I'm going to get hurt. But it's like the stuff he be telling me be clicking and making sense. Like, I got to stop doing that. He's like, you're going to push me away. He's like, I really like you, and I feel like I'd be good for you. So, I don't know, y'all. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all and don't think in the back of my mind sometimes I be thinking he's going to leave or something. I do. And I told him that, and he was like, you got to stop thinking like that. So, I don't know, y'all. I like him, too. So, we'll see what happens. Like, I don't want to talk too much about my dating life or what's going to happen between me or these guys or what's really going to go down. But I am, like, getting to that point, y'all, after being single for almost damn near a year or two, where I do want to get into a relationship. I'm at that point now where I do want to meet somebody and get into a relationship at some point, but it's just about meeting the right person, because I'm not about to change my whole damn title to girlfriend and give up everything if the vibe ain't right or the person ain't right for me. So I'll keep y'all updated on that dating world. I hope it works out, so we'll see. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but that's all I really can do. But I am learning, like, my therapist told me, she was like, I don't text men. She was like, if they don't text me, we don't talk. But I agree with her to a certain extent on that. But to me, it's like, sometimes when you're dating somebody, you're talking, it's okay for the woman to say good morning to the guy first. It's okay for the woman to say, I miss you or something. Like, I do that when I'm dating dudes. I text them, I miss you or whatever. My therapist believe that you don't text a man at all unless he texts you. But I'm like, I mean, that works. I get it. But at the same time, I don't get it because it's like, I still believe a little bit different. So I don't know. But I get what she's saying. I really do. But yeah, so I don't know, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know how that goes. But I ain't going to stress too much over it. So outside of that, this is another thing I want to address right quick because I'm getting close to my aunt's house to pick my daughter up, so I can't talk as long as I want to. But let me just say this. If you are not educated on mental health, stop making people who have feel bad. That pisses me off. Like, somebody literally said to me, they said, were you born with your mental illness? I said, I was not born with it. So you think I just came out the womb with depression and anxiety? And I'm not trying to be mean, but it takes everything in me not to want to pop off on somebody when they do stuff like that. I get some people are just not educated, but if you're listening to this and you don't have mental illness, please understand that it's the way you go about saying things to someone that has a mental illness. We're not slow. We're not crazy. We're not psychotic. We're human. We just happen to have depression, anxiety, bipolar, or whatever we are diagnosed with. It doesn't mean we're crazy. It doesn't mean we're not normal. And it takes a special person to date us because they got to realize that we're going to go through shit. It happens. It doesn't mean something is wrong with us. And some people choose to understand it. He was like, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm trying to understand you. That's what the person told me. And I was like, I understand that, but it's how you say things. And you got to understand that if you aren't educated on mental illness, ask that person or look it up online. Go do your research in a library. All I'm saying is people that don't have it got to stop. Got to break that stigma. You got to stop making people with mental illness feel like we feel bad about ourselves, feel like we're the problem, or feel like something is wrong with us, because there's nothing wrong with us. That stigma and that situation, that got to be broken up. I hate that feeling of feeling like somebody thinks something wrong with me, or they make me feel bad, or they trash me, or they just make me feel like I'm nothing because of my mental illness. Like, I'm human just like everybody else. And I'm tired of people that don't have it trying to self-diagnose me or trying to make me feel bad for having a mental illness. Or if they're not doing that, they sitting up here trying to pretty much just make me, I don't know. You know, people will try to say, why can't you just get over it? Why can't you be happy? And my parents been through this and they happy. I don't care if your mom and dad got mental illness. I don't care if they got depression, whatever. I'm not your parent. I'm not your family member. I'm Sherelle. I go through shit differently. If your mom and dad had it and they got over it, good for them. I don't like when somebody tell me, well, my dad had depression and he's been through a lot and he doesn't deal with what you deal with. He's better now. I don't care. That's your dad. Like, this is me. Like, I don't care. If you have a mental illness, you're going to deal with that shit for the rest of your life regardless. It might be on and off. It could be 1 year you good, next year you not. 1 month you good, next month you not. It doesn't just snap a finger and go away. If that was the case, everybody in the world would not have depression. Everybody be good. Nobody would have depression. We'd all be happy or faking it or whatever. And that's just not reality. We all go through shit. We all deal with stuff. And you telling me about your parents having it and getting through it and how I need to get over it and be happy. Stop telling me to be happy and what to do. I want to be happy. Why do you think I take medication? Why do you think that I go to therapy? Because I'm trying to fix the shit that is going on with me. But to sit here and tell me what I need to get over, what I need to do, don't tell me that. Don't tell anybody with a mental illness to do that. We do the best we can every day just to get out the damn bed and go to work. So, y'all gotta educate yourself. You really do. This is a y'all. So my mom called and ruined the whole what I was saying. But what I was basically saying was that it's super offensive when somebody that don't have mental illness keeps making comments to somebody that has it. That's not okay. Don't make us feel bad. Don't talk shit about us. Don't tell me about what your parents had it and they got over it. I had so many people tell me, my mom and dad had mental illness and they got over it. Why can't you? And they've been through a lot. I'm like, I don't care. Like, stop comparing me to somebody you know. Y'all, you just got to learn how to tread lightly. Stuff like that is super offensive to somebody dealing with mental illness. Y'all got to realize that. And if you're listening, you have one, just try to
to educate your family and friends. I try to educate people all day. I do. But some stuff, when it's just ignorant, I can't do it. Because I feel like some people do it to be fun. Some people really want to know and they want to help because they genuinely care. Some people just want to be funny and be ignorant. I don't like that. If you're trying to be funny, I'm not going to talk to you about it. But if you're trying to genuinely understand what's going on, my depression, anxiety, I don't mind sitting down having a whole conversation with you. But last night, I just couldn't do it. Like, literally, the guy I was trying to get to know, the ones I just told you about, they wanted to ask me some questions about my mental health. And I was just like, I couldn't talk about it because I'm like, I'm not in that space where I'm ready to talk about it with that person yet. And he was like, well, how am I supposed to keep getting to know you if I don't know that side of you? I'm like, well, I'm just not ready to talk about it. But, I mean, I will eventually, because you do have to talk about, when you're dating somebody, you do have to tell them you got a mental illness or you have depression or anxiety, because they shouldn't know. Just in case an episode happened or something happened, they can be aware of what to do. But all I'm saying is just educate yourself if you're not educated on mental health. Try to educate yourself. Try to educate your family and friends. And just don't offend people that do have mental illness, because that's stuff that really bugs me. Because I've been getting that a lot lately from people, and I'm like, I need to speak on this, because it's really aggravating. But nonetheless, y'all, I ain't going to drag this into something longer. I do want to do a Q&A coming up for y'all. I keep saying that, and I have not done it yet. But I'm going to do it soon, y'all. I don't want to drag this on too long. I got to go ahead and get my daughter. I'm about to go home and relax. But if you don't take anything from this episode, just know that therapy is beneficial for anybody. It helps. It makes you feel better. Dating is supposed to be fun. Make the best out of it. Don't make it into this thing where it's super serious. Live in the moment. Have fun. You will find the right guy eventually. And mental health is something that still needs to be talked about, and keep educating people. And people who don't have it, keep trying to be educated, and so we can break that stigma. And I just want you guys to take from this that life happens, things happen, but don't allow what happened in your past to affect your future. Because I've been doing that a lot, and I got to stop. Let your past go. Allow yourself to be happy, because you're going to lose a lot of good people doing that. Because I've been realizing some of the people probably did leave my life because maybe I talked about my past too much or I wasn't over it fully. So allow yourself to be happy, and don't worry about if somebody leaves your life, y'all. Start just focusing on you. If somebody chooses to leave, let them go, and don't think and have thought about it. That's something I'm teaching myself daily. It's okay if someone leaves your life. If they go, shoot, if they go. That means God got something better for you. That means they weren't meant to be for you. If they mistreated you or did you wrong, they did you a favor. So if someone leaves, y'all, just learn how to smile and keep pushing. It's a million men out in this world, and you'll find somebody. So if somebody leaves, let them go. Don't chase them. Don't lock down the doors. And that's what I'm learning. I'm learning, even though sometimes I get anxious when I like somebody, I'm thinking they might leave. But now I'm learning that I just got to relax and let it go. You can't control what people do in your life. You can't control somebody leaving. You can't control somebody loving you. You can't control shit. All you can control is what you can do for you or how you handle stuff. You can't control another person. So you got to learn that the control comes within you controlling yourself, but you can't control somebody else and what their actions and how they say and what they're going to do. All you can do is be the best version of you. And if that person chooses not to love that or like that, then they're lost. If that person chooses to leave your life, they're lost. And that's what I'm learning, y'all. So anyway, y'all, I got to get my daughter. I think she's probably waiting on me. But just, I hope you guys took something from this message. I know it was short. I wish it could have been a little bit, this is actually longer. Probably, it might be 30 minutes. I don't know yet. But anyway, peace and love, y'all, because my daughter coming to the car. I will talk to you guys soon and keep you guys updated on my dating life.